Joining us in the BioCast is Mark the Shark. Mark, how's it going? Thanks for joining us.
Great. Good to be here.
So tell us real quick, how'd you get the nickname?
I was working at a station called 92X back in the late 80s, working with a guy named Michael O'Malley, who was a morning disc jockey. I was doing sports on the morning show. And he said, just one day, he threw it out there, all right, let's go to sports. Here's Mark the Shark. That was, you know, no big deal. He said it a few more times as the weeks went on, and it just stuck.
Yeah, and we know you can't create your own nickname.
That never
somebody
works.
Else has to do it, and it stuck.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about how long you've been in this business.
Oh man, do I have to show my age? When I went to college, you know, I was going to be a business major because I didn't know what else to do. But I loved sports and I loved baseball, and I wanted to play college baseball, but I couldn't hit a college curveball. So anyway, I thought, I don't want to be in business. I got to do something in sports. And so then I ended up being a communications major, and basically, you know, I really wanted to do play by play or sports talk, something like that. And now we're going back to the early 80s, and I kept applying for jobs, and the program director would say, well, you know, I got an opening for a DJ if you want that. And no, I want to do sports. Finally, after about three offers, I decided to take the disc jockey job, and I was working at a country and western station. I knew nothing about country music. And maybe 2 weeks after I started, the sports director came up and said, hey, I hear you're into sports. You want to do high school football and basketball with me, high school and college. And so that's really where it started. And I've been doing that for 34 years, something like that.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's pretty impressive. Now, finally, how did you land here at the Fan?
Well, I had worked at another station for about 24 years here in town. And I had talked to Jay Taylor, our program director here at the Fan, maybe 5-6 years ago. If you want to do sports in this market, you want to be at the Fan. Well, at that time, you know, there wasn't an opening. And so I'd sort of kept in touch. And then 2 years ago, I gave him a call and he said, I don't have any opening, Shark, but we can bring you in and do some things. So I've been doing afternoon updates. I've been doing all kinds of stuff, filling in on the talk shows and everything. And so, yeah, that's now been 2 years.
All right. Now, tell us a little bit of something when you're not on the air here with the Buckeye Show. Tell us a little bit of something that you enjoy kind of away from work, even though this sometimes doesn't feel like work.
Right. I love to read nonfiction. I don't read anything fiction because I don't have time for it. I love going to the movies, and I go by myself a lot of times, matinees, and I'll sit through two movies. Golf in the summer, I suck, but I enjoy golfing. And I'm married. I got three grown kids. And so, empty nesters, and just hang out watching sports with my wife, who doesn't like sports.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining us, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you.